We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, verse 55. It's the last verse in this chapter. Title of the chapter is Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jinarada Vacham Evam Pralobhya Manopi Varayaloka Pralobhanahi Ekantidvad Bhagavati Naichatana Surottaman. Narada Muni said, Prahlad Maharaj was the best person in the family of Asuras, who always aspire for material happiness. Nonetheless, although allured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who offered him all benedictions for material happiness, because of his unalloyed Krishna consciousness, he did not want to take any material benefit for sense gratification. Purport. Pure devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj do not aspire for any material benefit at any stage of devotional service. When the Lord was present before Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva did not want to take any material benefit from the Lord. Swamin kritartasmi varam nayache. As a pure devotee, he could not ask the Lord for any material benefit. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed us, Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadishakamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatar bhaktir ahaitukitvaim. O my Lord Jagadish, I do not pray for benedictions by which to achieve material wealth, popularity, or beauty. My only desire is to serve you. Kindly engage me in the service of the servant of your servant. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 7th canto, 9th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prahlad Pacifies Lord Nrsingadev with Prayers. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai, Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So, thanks for the honor for being allowed to speak here today on the sublime, super excellent nectar of this Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the last verse in this chapter, and Narada Muni, great Acharya in our line, he comments that Prahlad Maharaj, after pacifying the Lord with his beautiful prayers, and thereby achieving the great feat of placing the Lord in a wonderful, peaceful state of mind, and then receiving instructions from the Lord and benedictions and blessings from the Lord. Now Narada Muni comments that Prahlad Maharaj, although he achieved this unparalleled blessing of the Lord's appearance, the Lord's satisfaction, and also the Lord offering him any type of benediction he desires. Because after all, the Lord, he fulfills the desires of all living beings. Even more so, he is known to fulfill the desires of all those who take shelter of him and please him with love and devotion. Still, because of his pure, unalloyed Krishna consciousness, naturally, Prahlad Maharaj was not at all interested in taking any material benefit for sense gratification or asking the Lord for any type of benediction or material blessing whatsoever. So this is very wonderful. Actually, there are so many nice Vaishnavas here, and I'm not really sure what to say in this assembly. So before I give my humble comment, I wanted to ask maybe if there's any specific topic you would like me to elaborate on, because more or less this is very, very clear. Or maybe you have upfront already a specific question, particular question that you would like to ask now. So, any special topic you want me to speak on? Not offhand. So you can think about it while I'm trying to say a few words. Maybe if there's any question that comes up, you can just raise your hand while I'm speaking. Oh, there's something. Yeah. Again, please. The kind of rasa Prahlad Maharaj is exchanging with the Lord. You would like to hear more on this. That's a very nice question. And this goes right to the core of this beautiful verse that we all know. Prahlad Maharaj, he's one of the 12 Mahajans, great authorities in devotional service. So, of course, we can never judge what is the intimate relationship of such a great devotee, so exalted devotee of the Lord, with his Lord. But by hearing some things from other pure devotees, we can maybe indicate a few things that we have heard from great authorities, foremost of all Srila Prabhupada, who carried this knowledge. He transferred this knowledge to us. So when we remember the relationship of Prahlad Maharaj with his Lord, Sri Nrisimha Dev, we feel very much enlivened and very encouraged. And one purport Srila Prabhupada explains that of all the 12 Mahajans, like, you know, the Mahajans, 12 great authorities in this universe on pure devotional service, like Shukadev Goswami, Ambarish Maharaj, we heard yesterday so many wonderful things. Lord Shiva for Kumaras and others. Dhruva Maharaj, also he's mentioned here as an example. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in one purport that from Prahlad Maharaj's example, we can learn most. So I was quite amazed how great Prahlad Maharaj must be. After all, the form he appeared in was a very small boy. Maybe 4 or 5 years old, he was already preaching Krishna consciousness very fearlessly. And later you will see that Prahlad Maharaj, he will say what he thinks, and there you actually understand the relationship of Prahlad Maharaj in pure devotional service to his Lord. At the end, he says, "Please, my dear Lord, I've been going through so much, through so many challenges in my preaching work. I was going through so many troublesome situations. Please do not tempt me by offering me some material benediction. Because after all, I'm very afraid of this material energy of yours." This is one symptom of pure devotee. Then he says, one symptom of pure devotee, maybe I should explain what I mean by that, is that although he is totally fixed in Krishna consciousness, is beyond fall down, his Mahabhagavata, he will never fall down. He's so attached to his Lord. At the same time, he never feels I'm so advanced. He feels very, very humble, meek. He feels totally unqualified. Like in the fifth canto also, Prahlad Maharaj in his beautiful prayer, he prays his heartfelt prayer that I was born in a family of asuras, a very materialistic people, and gradually I was gliding down with a general populace down to the hellish regions. But my spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni, he kindly saved me. He came and saved me. How can I ever give up his service? That is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. That my spiritual master, so kindly, he saved me. I was totally fallen and lost. He saved me by speaking the message of Srimad Bhagavatam when I was in the womb of my mother. Prahlad Maharaj was so great that while being in the womb of his mother was living in the ashram temporarily of Sri Narada Muni. So naturally they had Srimad Bhagavatam class every day like we do. We're coming in the line of Sri Narada Muni, a great, great devotee. Sri Narada Muni made so many great devotees. He's our example. So we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj what is his relationship to the Lord and what is his relationship to a spiritual master, Sri Narada Muni also. Dhruva Maharaj is another one who was saved by Sri Narada Muni, as we all know. So, Prahlad Maharaj, a little further, don't want to say too much about it because you'll be reading it and explain on that. But at the end he says, "My Lord, I do not want any type of reward. I'm totally happy just serving you. If I have to ask for something, because it's your order, then I only ask that kindly you remove all types of aspiration for material sense gratification from my heart. Otherwise, my relationship to you is only that I'm always a servant and you're always a master. And I'm very happy and satisfied just with that. And that is my relationship. I'm always a servant, and you're my glorious master. Oh, how happy I am in your devotional service." So that is my eternal relationship. Otherwise, please don't tempt me. I know Maya is very strong. So please do not offer me material benediction. This is very dangerous. And after all, taking all this trouble, I didn't do it for material profit. Like a merchant, like a trader, you know, I perform some seva, some for my customer, and then he will give me nice profit. Oh, very good. It's not like that. My heart breaks. My heart breaks when even considering such type of feeling. I do not want this. But all I want is, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was praying, in the end of the Shikshasagat prayer also, you are my worshipful Lord unconditionally. All I want is your devotional service, birth after birth. Ahaituki bhakti. Ahaituki apratihata. Ahaituki apratihata. Yenatma suprasidati. The devotee is so happy in devotional service. He's seeing his Lord and Master in his heart at every second, every second. So he can pass all different tests. So Srila Prabhupada explains in one lecture also that Prahlad Maharaj, although he was so small boy, he was already so elevated and pure that immediately and even as a child, he manifested all the symptoms of the greatest level class of devotees. At the same time, he wanted to glorify the Lord in his ecstatic conditions, in his ecstatic condition. So he told his fellow school friends, my dear demonic friends, my dear demonic friends, you are so absorbed in sense gratification, and very soon you'll be older and you will not find time for the real purpose of human life, for self-realization. No time, like one devotee in Germany now, he made a little, I say, PowerPoint presentation. It's, what do you call it, right? So he showed all these pictures, too young to practice Krishna consciousness, I think you know this, then too much in love, teenager life, to be interested in self-realization, Krishna consciousness. Then being too busy because you're married, you have to work for Krishna consciousness. Then you have to save some money for the children also. So you're even more too busy practicing Krishna consciousness. Then you're entangled in so many duties, taking care of your health. That's the stage I'm approaching now when you're getting over 50. I'm now 51. Then you meet others whom you know from before, 55, 60. And mostly the topic is, how is your health? What's your latest operation? How is your kidneys? How is your liver? If that happens, you know you're getting older. Of course, between devotees is a little different, but sometimes we also, you know, we have this body. How do you deal with that health problem? Like, this is natural. So no time, you know, too much entangled, taking care, going to the hospital for self-realization. Then in heritage, my grandchildren, they will all fight like dogs to get my inheritance, so I have to make sure the rascal doesn't get my house and the money. I give it to someone who can take care of it. So no time, and at the end you see the gravestone, and the inscription on the gravestone is, too late for Krishna consciousness, you know. So there's never time. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was preaching like that. He was very much in ecstasy of preaching the message of the Lord to the poor, fallen, conditioned souls. At the same time, he was on this highest level of ecstasy. He was manifesting all the sublime, unique symptoms of bhava, of ecstasy. Hair standing on end, voice choked, crying, not being interested in anything material. This is a symptom of actual advancement, Krishna. So we can check our own advancement. I'm not on that level. Prahlad Maharaj, he, as a little child, he manifested all these symptoms. Like it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna charanahoy yadi anuraga, Krishna vino anyatra tare nahi rahiraga. That the symptom of someone who has obtained pure, unalloyed love for the Lord is that his attachment for material things automatically will not be there to that degree. He will be free from it. As soon as we see, or I see, oh, I have material attachment, desires for sense gratification, that means I don't have that attachment to Krishna. And to that degree that you have developed actual attachment to Krishna, automatically your attachment to material things must be zero, or at least very much finished. And that is a sign of Krishna consciousness, of healthy Krishna consciousness. Just like we know, the process of devotional service, also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam here, is that it is compared to the process of eating, right? You know that verse, that bhakti, performing devotional service for the Lord is like eating nice, healthy food, Krishna prasadam. You know, it's inside good, outside, it's just wonderful, you know. Inside good, outside good. It's just perfect. Nobody will argue with me when the Mahaprasad come. It's nice kheer, you have very concentrated. So I was fortunate, I got a spoon of that yesterday. It was a little too lustily. Nobody will argue at that point. You know, it's just so satisfying. It's just perfect, you know. Just a little bit morsel, you feel so happy. You just feel satisfied. What to speak of rasgulla, whatever. When it's offered with love to the Supreme Lord, it is just perfect, excellent, satisfying. So the symptom of bhakti is, that is like process of eating. When you eat, you don't have to think about it. Oh, I'm eating. Do I actually get free from hunger? You don't separate that. Freedom of hunger will be there. Nourishment will be there. And happiness will also be there. Like in Ayurveda, we know it's not just what constitutes the food, like so many vitamins you count, minerals. They do this in the West, you know, they analyze. You take so many minerals, and then you have like 30 like cans of different pills, food substitutes, what's in the food. That is, but according to Ayurveda, that's not the only thing that matters, what's in the food, but also how tasty it is, different varieties of taste, how happy it makes your mind, because the mind is very important for health. So when you eat Krishna prasadam, naturally your mind will be very, very pleased. It's not different from the Lord. So automatically happiness is there, the taste is there, you feel very happy. And nourishment is there, strength. This is compared in devotional service. The nourishment means you have a direct perception of the presence of the Lord. Just like here every day, you worship the Lord so nicely, gorgeously, wonderfully. So the Lord's presence is felt very strongly. So you feel nourished by that presence every day. That's why the program is so important. And chanting Hare Krishna mantra also. You feel the Lord's presence when you focus your mind on the chanting. When the mind is wandering around, very busy, you know, mental radio is playing very nice, you know. Latest news, this, that. Then, of course, maybe the Lord's presence has not felt so much. He's not different from the name at any stage. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Binadvam Nama Namino. But to actually feel it, you have to absorb yourself. You have to open your mind. And then the mind will become peaceful, dearer. And you'll be very happy. After all, everyone is looking for happiness, right? Everyone. That is the goal of everyone's activities. Where can the happiness come from, if not from inside? Ashantasya akutaha sukham. Without peace of mind, where can there be any happiness, Krishna says? So it can only come from inside, not from outside. So the Lord's presence is felt in the heart of a devotee through this pure a wonderful, perfect process of devotional service, and he gets narrowed and very strong. He cannot be shaken by the waves of Maya. So many inducements, allurements, this word is used. Maya comes. There was a, I don't know if it's still paintings in the first Bhagavad Gita's, you know, that the greed comes and last, and they offer you so many nice things, jewelry and things like that. Come on, come on. And the devotee thinks, why? I'm so happy. Here's Krishna. I have this program. I have the best association. I have the best service, the best activity, everything the best. And so I feel hankering more. I want more. The more I'm get connected to Krishna, the more I think I should make more advancement. That is the feeling of a devotee. Oh, I want more of it. I want to become a better servant. Because when the Lord is pleased, oh, then I feel so much happiness. It's not my happiness. Not that I go and I just enjoy the deity and Krishna is my servant and this like that. We enjoy seeing the deity. It's wonderful, no problem. But in the mood of being his servant, first we decorate the deity nicely. Fresh garlands. That is what is very pleasing to Krishna. Fresh flowers. Fresh fruit, the best type of food, not canned food, things like that. Very fresh fruit. Prabhupada says fresh fruit is the best. These simple things, very pleasing to the Lord when offered with love and devotion. So what need is there for any other crazy things? Like Prabhupada said, that in this nowadays civilization, people can never be satisfied. That is their disease. They are never satisfied. They are mad after these things. What is it? Coca-Cola, cigarettes, chocolate. I don't want to say too much about chocolate. It's a dangerous thing. If you say, you can say anything, but if you say, don't eat chocolate, they will kill you. Very big. So people are mad, you know, after these things in the park, in public. They do all these crazy things, illicit activities, men and women embracing in the park. So this is not gentleman's behavior. Brahmana will never do it, Srila Prabhupada said. This is not meant for public. So nourishment is there, and cessation of hunger also comes. Not that you have to think separately, well, my hunger has ceased, and now nourishment is there, and now I'm... Please, but it all comes naturally at the same time. So Srila Prabhupada already gave this perfect process. Every item, if you study, if you want to improve, you cannot improve it. It's already perfect. Prabhupada gave us all these 9 items of pure devotional service. These centers, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, are meant to train people in the 9 processes of devotional service, starting with hearing about the wonderful Lord from the lips of pure devotees, who are all mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Confirmed. Hearing Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, Krishna's literary incarnation, hearing his holy name, then glorifying the Lord, doing kirtan, satatam kirtayanto mam. As never says in Bhagavad Gita, the great souls are those who meditate on that which is empty. You don't find one such place in Bhagavad Gita. But it's mentioned, satatam kirtayanto mam, yatanta shari. They find great satisfaction. And always doing kirtan, praising Krishna. So this is, there are many things, unlimited things to say about qualities. This great exalted devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, and his relationship. But one thing is for sure, it's not a business relationship. Or that after such and such time, the Lord doesn't appear to me, so I give up my service. You know, I met one devotee once in another country. He was worshipping the deity for several years. Then he said, now I have to find another process because I don't see Krishna's Leela directly now, yet. I wanted to see the pastimes of the gopis and Krishna. I was serving him. Still, I don't see it. So in the Narada Bhakti Sutra is mentioned that enthusiasm, very important, but without steadiness, without patience, it will not give you real advancement. It is still a business relationship. That if I don't get that result, Krishna doesn't reveal after such and such time, 100%, then I will give up. Then something is wrong. No, that means Krishna will reveal when he thinks the time has come. That is wrong. So patience, very important. And Prahlad Maharaj, best example of that. His own parents, just imagine your own parents. They want to kill you. Putting you under the feet of a big elephant. Just see how depressing it must be also, apart from the danger also. How depressing it is for a small child. Well, the parents treat you like that, harshly. And why? Simply because you chant Hare Krishna and you ask your friends, please chant Hare Krishna, that's all. So how depressing. But Prahlad Maharaj, was he disheartened? No, he remained fixed, steady. Steady, Dhira. Then they tried to administer poison also, as we know, very heavy poison. Their own mother had to prepare a nice meal, put heavy poison in. So he was offering his food. And he remained steady. Then they put him into a torture chamber, it's called, right? You see, you know, a torture chamber, very heavy monsters. Of course, now they like to see these monsters. They love monsters. But if you actually meet such monsters, you'll be very scared. Now we hear one explosion, everyone hiding away. So we don't want to see the monsters, especially when they have weapons in their hand. So Prahlad Maharaj was surrounded by these. They said, chop him. You know, a little child after all. They said, chop him, pierce him, you know. But they could not pierce him. They could not harm him. And Prahlad Maharaj, was he disturbed? No. He was steady, he remained steady. Then boiling oil also, you know, bubbling oil, like you want to make hot jalebis, you know, puris. Just imagine. Latest at that point, we would say, no, sir, you know, please. We would scream, no. Hare Krishna, please, don't do this, you know. Like I was once in a heavy car accident. Actually, I was to be blamed. It was the first time I ever drove after I made my driver's license. And I drove too fast. And I hit a truck. And then we went towards the bridge. I could see it was going 30 meters down. And I wondered what to do. I tried to remember the lessons I learned from my driving teachers. So I pushed the brake. But when we were just approaching that bridge, the devotee sitting next to me, it's a good lesson, we should never drive carelessly. It's Krishna's van after all. But I was young and a little too, you know, passionate. So we were approaching that bridge, and I thought, now we're finished. You know, there was just a little fence. We were just going down 30 meters. Yeah. So the devotee next to me, instead of chanting, he was screaming, no! And then, ah! So at that time comes the test, you know. That is a heavy test. Of course, we were saved somehow by Krishna's mercy. That was a heavy test. So, but Prahlad Maharaj, the boiling ghee was right before him, you know, and they gave him some time to see it also. And they said, will you stop preaching? Will you stop chanting? Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Bhada Sevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. He remained steady, completely undisturbed. There are many reasons why. One reason is that you find so much happiness inside. He's totally fixed in Krishna consciousness. He's so strong because of his nourishment. Being in complete ecstasy of serving Krishna. Another is the devotee, because of his complete sense control, being Dhira, he understands that whatever happens, the dualities of this material world, very insignificant. It's all under the control of the Lord. It's all controlled by Him. You know, we may think, oh, there's the bad guys out there. Oh, God, it looks like the beginning of a crazy Hollywood movie or something. What's happening? We may get a little nervous or something. You know. But we don't consider that we may also die just falling downstairs. You know, we're just walking downstairs. We may fall over and die as well. There's no guarantee at any point. But when Maya cannot catch us one way, she makes arrangement to make it look very frightening another way. And on the other hand, she shows us sometimes very seemingly very nice thing, just the right thing for our taste and so on. A pure devotee understands all this coming and going, winter and summer season, not very significant. It's all a creation of the illusory energy of the Lord. It's just sense perception. It's the opinion we have about the things that happen that make them frightening or look very inviting. Just like we do not invite trouble, but they come. So in the same way, you know, nobody goes to the pharmacy and says, please give me some trouble, some medicine here. What's the latest disease? Nobody will do that, but it's still coming. So in the same way, material sense gratification, what is allotted to you, your amount, that will also come by your previous karma. But devotee knows that can also bind me, that will also entangle me. So both good and bad reaction, he's not interested. So what's going on here? He knows samashritaya padapalavam mahatpadam punyaya shomurari bhavambudya vatsaparam padam 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 yadvipadam. Padam is such a nice verse. Padam, padam, yadvipadam. Padam means step, you know. Padam, padam, yadvipadam, natesham. Sanskrit is the most beautiful language. So this prayer by, I think it was King Mu, who was it? From South India? Kulashekar, yeah. Mukunda Malastotra prayer. King Kulashekar. He says that on every step there is danger. That is not a new thing. That is very old news. Also, Yudhishthira Maharaj in the Mahabharata, he was asked, what is the news? And there are so many questions he was asked by this one ghost, I think, Rakshasa. And he wanted to know what Yudhishthira Maharaj has to say. He was Dhammarat. So he asked him, what is the latest news? In the end, you know, after asking so many philosophical questions, what is the news? Yudhishthira Maharaj said, there's only one news that is relevant. That this material world is like a frying pan, and everyone is being fried all the time by the three miseries of material nature. Otherwise, there's no news. That is the only news that is there. So also in that prayer, Kulashekar Maharaj, he's praying that although this ocean of misery in this world and struggle and fighting and everyone wants to get his share of material sense enjoyment, there's so many obstacles, there's a race for time, you know, we're all getting old, we only have so much time, this and that. So there's danger on every step. The devotee clearly sees that. So it's like a big ocean, but for a devotee it becomes very small. Like the amount of water that has collected and the footprint of a little calf when you walk there. You don't get scared. Oh, there's a little water there in the mud. A little calf left that water. You don't think, well, it was frightening ocean. No, all right, you just jump over it, no problem. But that is only possible for those Bhavam Buddhya Vatsa Param Param Param. And on every step, the devotees, Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. Sada Pashanti Sureyo Divivat Shakshadatam. Tadvi Prasa Vipanyavo Jagivamsa Saminate Vishnu Yat Paramam Padam. They're only aspiring of the supreme abode of the Lord. And while serving Him, they are already living in that holy place. See, I came to Vrindavan. It was so wonderful just last week. after so many years, go to Vrindavan. I was very crowded. I was a little shocked. So many things, so many cars. No, it wasn't there before. It was like different. And somehow I couldn't stay there more than a few days. I took darshan. It was very nice. I'm not yet on that level. But when I came here, I felt very peaceful, because visiting holy place means you have the association of devotees who are dedicated. So His Holiness, Radhana Maharaj, He has done such wonderful service here. So His presence is so attractive that everyone wants to come, and you get soothing relief. That is symptom of pure devotee. So wherever you visit holy place, the most important is to have that association of pure devotees. And wherever pure devotee is, there's theater, there's a holy place. It can be in the middle of a big city, crazy city. But we are very peaceful and very happy and very protected, and everything is very wonderful, because we have the holy association. So Prahlad Maharaj was in that consciousness, totally inspired by his spiritual master, Narada Muni. Although he was surrounded by demons and he felt very fallen, he was very fixed in his service. That we should pray for this steadiness. So this is one aspect. There are many aspects. I cannot get into all this. Rupa Goswami, in his book, there's one nice verse I want to quote in the end here of this class, because we're already speaking a little long. Rupa Goswami, in his book Lalita Madhava, a very wonderful book. Of course, it is for elevated pure devotees. But because I was interested in theater, I was reading beginning portion a little bit, and in between a little bit, very carefully once. So we have this translation, Lalita Madhava, and he prays, "My obeisances to the great pure devotees of the Lord. They are like brightly shining stars in the unlimited sky of Sri Vishnu's lotus feet. They are like brightly and gently shining stars in the unlimited sky of Sri Vishnu's lotus feet." That is the quality of devotee like Prahlad Maharaj. Although he had so much reason to be angry and disturbed, he was never disturbed. But he was totally absorbed in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, and he was only interested in delivering Krishna to the others, those who have fallen. So although he didn't ask benediction at the end, as we know, he asked that his father, he would also be forgiven for his horrible crimes, and that he would also, in the end, obtain liberation and Krishna consciousness by the grace of the Lord. And although he knew that the Lord would grant this automatically to him, because he had, after all, killed him, that is the Lord's mercy, he doesn't kill someone out of anger, but to give his mercy, he gave his father liberation. Just to make sure, because he felt so much compassion, he was praying for his father. That was his only interest. "Please forgive them, they do not know what they are doing." That is a prayer of a pure devotee. "Thank you very much. Thank you for your kindness and for attending this Bhagavatam class and this program so steadily in this temple." So one thing I'm learning here is you're very good in scheduling everything. So maybe there's not time for questions now, right? Better go and eat prasadam. What do you think? Better, right? What do you think? Nobody says it. So better, I think, you know, there's more time to ask. That was one question, so took me a little while to answer. All glories to Prahlad Maharaj. All glories to Lord Nrisimhadev. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.